Hi, everybody. I'm Lisa Burwell, your host of VSpeaks Conversations with Heart and Soul. We are filming our last day of season three, and it's been a big, big week, but it's been a big week for everybody. I don't know. The universe was just making us all really move and groove this week. I'm really excited to have two special guests from Walton County Tourism, Kelly Carter, Director of Marketing, and Matt Algarin, Tourism Director. Kelly, Matt, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you've been there a while, Kelly, and you have too, Matt, right? But not as long as Kelly?
Not as long as
okay,
Kelly.
Okay, Kelly, how long have you been there?
Next month will be 17 years.
Wow.
So it's been a very long and sometimes hard road, but always been a fun road.
Yeah.
It's been a really fun road to travel down.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, like a pillar and a vanguard of that operation, and you've seen it go, I can't even imagine, like from start to where we are now is epic.
I think that's what's the most amazing thing about my current position as director of marketing. When you think back in 2006 when I started, I was a marketing assistant. Mm-hmm. And I had a little small child, and I just needed a job. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea what I was doing for a job was going to turn into this career that I'm super passionate about and just really changed my life.
Mm-hmm. It's almost a vocation.
Yes.
That's what I think.
Yes.
When I think of you and how long you've been here, mm-hmm. and how much you know, and how great it is for both you and the tourism representation that you're doing here is, you know, turnover is not the greatest thing for business in any way, shape, or form, but to have somebody there for so long that knows, like, so much, it's a big deal for everybody, you and us.
I think so, and I always, you know, look back, you know, there's peaks and there's valleys, and, you know, the valleys are hard.
Yeah.
The valleys are really hard, mm-hmm. but the peaks mm-hmm. are, you're on top of the world.
Right.
And so when you get to see some of these things come together that, you know, you worked on mm-hmm. or you've known about for years and it's just finally come to fruition, you're just so elated to see it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fruits of your labor come mm-hmm. to, the ideas come to fruition. And Matt, how long have you been with?
So it'll be 6 years now, and it's been kind of interesting. You know, for me, I come from a journalism media background. So, you know, I think it's kind of telling that ultimately what we're doing is we're telling stories, right?
Yes, yes.
And so that's my background, is telling stories. And I think, you know, coming to this organization, we've been very fortunate to have people like Kelly on the team who have that longevity, mm-hmm. who have seen the ups, have seen the downs, mm-hmm. but you can go into Kelly's office any day of the week and you say, hey, you know, what happened at this moment, right?
Right.
And she'll know exactly, you know, yeah. what that was and how to, you know, walk you kind of right. through that. So, you know, I started out just kind of as content, you know, just writing stories, right. writing press releases, and you know, I've been fortunate to just, I always tell people, be in the right place at the right time, mm-hmm. you know, maybe ask the right questions mm-hmm. and learn things that, you know, maybe weren't part of your job. And, you know, I never envisioned I'd be sitting here as the tourism director for Walton County, but I mean, what a ride and what a tremendous opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well said. And, you're celebrating your 200-year anniversary, or I'll say our 200-year anniversary as someone that has lived here for a bit, 31 years. Not a
That's
native,
awesome.
But I would call myself sort of a native after 31 years. I don't know what the bewitching hour that is, but been here for a long time and seen changes. That's pretty significant. And the history, the backstory on that, the founder, Mr. Walton, Colonel Walton, mm-hmm. being in his lineage was his relative or dad was one of the signatories of the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. And so we have some significant roots here, you know. Mm-hmm. And then many years ago when V Magazine was only maybe like 2 years old, we got to go to the Muscogee Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea that that was here. And we spent an afternoon over there and I was just like amazed at two things. One, that because of the magazine, I had the opportunity to learn different things that I probably otherwise would never have had in my own town as well as elsewhere. But it was such a sweet unbelievable moment in time. And I got a blessing from the chief. That was a big deal, you know?
That's super cool.
Yeah, right? I know, because our history is still living here, you know, mm-hmm. like in present day. So what does it mean to you when you know that we're celebrating this milestone?
For me, you know, you just talked about being a local. I can actually claim that. Yes. So I don't know how far we can trace it back, but my family is from the original portions of Walton County, like Uchi Valley, mm-hmm. and back multiple generations. So my family was farmers and that mm-hmm. sort of thing, and maybe some things I probably shouldn't have done. They're fun. But yeah, so that my grandfather's family, you know, they came here in the mid-1800s from Georgia, and they just loved it and they stayed here. And then, you know, my husband's family, however, is where I really have an opportunity to really learn more. You talked about the Muskegee Nation, mm-hmm. and he's actually on the roll for that. He is, his family goes back like eight generations, all the way back to the Muskegee Indians, the Creek Nation, and all of that. So it's really fun for me to see this. And like, you go back for like my husband's grandfather, he was one of the original people that like brought people into like Freeport because mm-hmm. it was the free port, yes. able to do that. And then, you know, on the other side, my family, you know, they've just always been, you know, farmers and that sort of thing. So for me to be able to sit in a spot like this mm-hmm. and actually be able to tell their stories is so fun for me. Mm-hmm. And by, you know, when the county looked at like, what do we do and how do we represent what Walton County is? And it's been, you know, for years and years, it was nothing more than South Walton. Would pepper a little bit of that North Walton in, you know, but when we finally have that, now that we finally have that opportunity to talk about all of Walton County, mm-hmm. these are the things that are so fun. Mm-hmm. And I just love being able to tell this story. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, these stories are just as fun as, you know, being able to say, you know, the sand, you know, came down from the Appalachian Mountains right, and it's right. quartz and all of this.
It's richer.
All, yeah.
Right.
It's, yeah. It just makes the story so much better. Mm-hmm. And I think it just from being that native person right. and marrying into that and, you know, my family just loving it, I think it just really gives me more passion for it.
Well, it's in your DNA mm-hmm. and your husband's DNA, your family's DNA yeah. too. So that is really special.
Yeah.
Really special. How about you from what
yeah,
you
so not a local. Yeah. You know, I'm originally from Ohio, but I've yeah. lived, you know, throughout the Panhandle since 1995, yeah. you know. But for me, what's exciting is, right, so going back to the fact that, you know, I come from a journalism background, mm-hmm. right? So I've been telling stories in this community since 2009. That's when I started my journalism career with the Walton Sun newspaper, yes, right? So yes. it's always kind of been that cool chance to dig into stories, to tell those stories, you know, to meet the people in Bruce and the Muskogee Nation. I remember going out 10 plus mm-hmm. years ago and talking to Ann Tucker and mm-hmm. just, you know, learning of their history. And so I think there's so much rich mm-hmm. history and so many stories to tell here. Mm-hmm. And now being in this role, you know, taking that a little bit further to kind of go with what Kelly said, you know, mm-hmm. now that we represent the entire county, you know, that affords us the luxury to tell the stories of, mm-hmm. you know, the Muskogee Nation, the Chautauqua Assembly, all of those things that are incredibly, you know, iconic and historic yeah, yeah. that maybe, you know, not everybody knows about.
Right, yeah. It was one of my most special moments, actually. And
it's pretty eye-opening.
Yeah.
right?
But I really, really was moved by it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's because they're so passionate about yeah, who they are I and know. Where they came from.
Yes.
And I can say that as, you know, my husband's family, like I said, is part of that. Right. And they are so passionate about, you know, keeping yeah, the story alive.
Yes.
So anyone that wants to go out and meet with them, mm-hmm. they're like, please come, let us tell you our stories. Yes. Which for like someone like me and Matt that just yeah. absolutely loves stories, right. we're like, yes, tell yes. me, tell right. me, tell right. me, tell me, tell me.
Right, right, you right. You know? Well, this might be a great segue to talk about you officially mm-hmm. rebranded fairly recently mm-hmm. in the last year, two. Mm-hmm. Probably it was underway for a couple of mm-hmm. years, I would I would guess. And should we give a shout out to Zender Communication, who we love so yes. much? And Jeff was on the podcast on
yes.
Monday.
Yes.
I think Monday.
Awesome.
That was a long time ago.
Oh, I can understand. It's yeah. been a long week, yeah. but it's been a great week. Yeah. So yes, Zender Communications has been my right hand this whole time. Could not have, you know, been able to accomplish all of the wonderful things without, you know, their help, their guidance, and just being able to do the things that we do. You know, Jeff's team and Jeff being here so much and having a house here and opening an office here is just wonderful. Yeah. But I would be remiss if, you know, I didn't give a shout out to Henry in Nashville, who created the original, worked hard to create the original SunWave logo when they came on board, and is so instrumental in all the things, you know, as the day-to-day president. But he, even as president, he's still like my go-to guy for mm-hmm, everything. Mm-hmm. And then
I didn't know Henry did that.
Yes, Henry was part of the original team that created the SunWave logo. Okay. And that's one of the things that, you know, with my longevity yes. been there, I remember yes. all of those things, you yes. know, having, you know, being able to do that. And then, you know, my day-to-day team, Catherine and Katie and Olivia and Margot, mm-hmm. Jennifer and Allison, I just can't say enough for those people that do all the things that they do that makes us look great.
Right.
But the rebranding is something that it's interesting to me, only because internally we've always been the Walton County Tourism Department,
right?
But it's always been looked at a little differently. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I can say is that's always been our name, Walton mm-hmm. County Tourism. We just didn't take a hold of it. Mm-hmm. And when given the opportunity to now have two destinations within this county, we had to come up with some way to take back what we already owned. And, you know, I think to some of the things that, you know, Matt always likes mm-hmm. to say is that we're part of the county. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say that, you know, one of the things that we always remind everyone is we're just a division of Walton County, just mm-hmm. like Parks and Rec, mm-hmm. just like, you know, whomever.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, for Matt's and where the council comes from, I think we were always, you know, a little bit, you know, misnamed. Mm-hmm. So as Matt can speak to, like, TDC.
Right. And I think for years, you know, people would call us the TDC. We'd even go as far as referring to ourselves as the TDC.
Right.
And to Kelly's point, you know, we've always been the tourism department, but we just kind of fell into that cycle of calling ourselves the TDC.
Mm-hmm.
The TDC is actually the 9-member council mm-hmm. that assists us with budgeting and all of our fiduciary side of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're not actually involved in the day-to-day operations of what we do, mm-hmm. but we've kind of just historically always referred to ourselves as the TDC. And like Kelly said, I think it was, you know, incredibly important for us to take back that ownership mm-hmm. of who we were, mm-hmm. and then that's the tourism department.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's important, and it's a small little change, like you were saying, mm-hmm. well, we always were that. But there is something significant, you know, like people talk about, like, their vision boards and manifesting something, and, you know, it's actually true, because then when you call something the right name, mm-hmm. You actually can walk in a more clear direction just by actually doing that. So it's a big deal to have the right name.
I like how you just said that, because that's one of the things that I can say. South Walton is a destination, and the newer destination, which still is kind of working on the name, and we're almost there. But that's a destination. That's right. not an organization.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an organization. I work for an organization that promotes tourism. I work for a destination management organization. I always want to call it a destination marketing organization. Go figure. But I work for a DMO, and mm-hmm. our job is to promote tourism.
Mm-hmm.
My job is not to be South Walton.
Mm-hmm.
South Walton is.
Yeah.
It just is, you know. So now, am I from South Walton? Do I live and breathe and love South Walton? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I work for Walton County Tourism.
Right.
That's where I'm the director of marketing.
Right.
And just being able, it does... It gives me a lot of like freedom to be able to say that because now I have the freedom to talk about anything I want to in the North, anything I want to in the South, because I'm not tied to, oh, you work for Visit South Walton. Yeah. No, Visit South Walton is a website, visitsouthwalton.com. Yeah. South Walton is a destination.
Exactly.
So those are
We've come a long way in just a couple of years ago when the three of us met together. And I would say you were at a crossroads about a couple of things. One, you wanted to tell more stories, and you wanted to just get ahead of what you recognized that many did not understand all the layers and all the different things that you do. And that was only 2 years ago. And I think you made tremendous strides communicating these messages. You know, I mean, in the world of what we do in marketing and storytelling, 2 years is not long.
Not
to change a narrative.
No.
Or to explain a narrative. You didn't change it. The narrative always was. It's just that people might have not known the depth and the breadth of it. So one of the things that I couldn't believe when we had our meeting a couple of years ago when, you know, you're all telling me all the things like, well, we do this and then people don't know. And I'm like, well, I didn't even know half of the things that you were telling me. But if you can you know, kind of riff on that with the for the listeners, because it's a big list. And you know, one of them being that your department would be, right, your organization basically, single-handedly is the point person for any movie that comes into town, any commercial that comes into town, and what that means to our area and how many people, vendors that you're interfacing with. Permitting. Nobody can do anything in this town without permitting, as I've known before when I've had to call Kelly to ask for a permit to do a photo shoot on Brayton Beach, you know.
So yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I do miss my time as the film commissioner because I think that was one of the times that I had the most amount of fun. But I also have to recognize at that time I was the film and events manager. And, you know, taking on the director of marketing role, there just was not enough time in that to do it properly. Right. And I'm big on take the time to do something in the right way if you're going to do it.
Right.
And but just during that time, so many things had happened and that, you know, even I didn't realize to the extent of how many people just love to come to this area and shoot their catalog, shoot their commercial, and it would be something that's not anything to do with beach. It's just anything, you know. Right. So there, it's just a beautiful backdrop. Right. So, you know, Karen Morris, which is our director of sales, she handles that now, and she does a great job with it. But she's always interfacing with different people who want to come in, and they don't understand that you can't just set up anywhere and just do whatever you want, because code compliance does not care for that. So, you know, we're out there educating them and, you know, letting people know that there's, number one, there's more to Walton County than White Sandy Beach. We have a whole county that, you know, we have a Dafuniac Springs location that, you know, would give any small town
Netflix series
would give it that great feel. And, you know, with the things that they've done to reinvigorate that, it's wonderful up there. So, you know, we're actually actively out there, maybe not promoting it on a daily basis like that, but when people are come to us and they say they're looking for that, we've got that available for them. You know, and worked with music acts that put their, you know, music on, you know, they want to have their video on the beach, whether it's you
a lot
know,
of country music
country videos, music yeah, right. loves those White Sandy beaches, you know, just some of those things. And that's things that you don't think about. I think when you think movies and you think Walton County, you immediately think of The Truman Show. There's nothing else that you would think of. You know, that's just like so iconic. And it's even one of my talking points sometimes, depending on, you know, when I'm interfacing with someone and, you know, having a great conversation with them, and I can see kind of what generation they are. And I'm like, okay, you're Gen X. You're Gen X. Remember The Truman Show? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, that little ideal place? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, it exists. So some of those things that we're able to do, and then just knowing that we were able even back then pull off that. So how much more can we do now?
Right.
Exactly. So, yeah. So is it still as robust as it was before? Is it at a plateau? Like, where is all that industry right now? Well, now, I mean, the writer's strike and the actor's strike just was
Yeah, that just they came to some kind of agreement, right?
They came to agreement last week, so
it's been a little slow for the last little bit. But Karen did attend the. She's a part of Film Florida, and we're a part of Film Florida, and we do all the things that they do. We're also she attended something out in California that I cannot recall the name of it. Produced by, I believe it's called, which is a bunch of producers, and that's actually where you need to be because the producers is who's setting the location. So you know, and we also have to look at the fact that we don't have incentives and we don't have some of these other things that you know like Georgia has or some of these other things,
Atlanta,
but. But we do have a lot of things they don't. We have the fields. We have the little town. And then we just have an abundance of beautiful water and beautiful sand that people just love.
So true. So you had to work on the Truman Show, right?
Were you there then? Wasn't there then.
That was right before then.
You were there, I wasn't there then.
Okay.
I'm a little young for that one.
Yeah, that's I get it. Susie, I don't want to date you because I don't have
I get to be a little bit young for that one.
You're too young. Okay. Well, congratulations on your recent award for marketing, right? That was just a month ago?
It was for the rebrand.
That's perfect.
I'm glad you brought it up. Okay. I am so proud of that rebrand.
Yeah, so cool.
I am so proud of all the work that this team accomplished. I couldn't have done it without, we couldn't have done it without all working together. And, it's the little things. I like to say I can write a really good story and tell a really good story. I don't know where the first comma goes. I don't know where the first any of that goes. My friend over here, he is like so great at all of that. So anytime we're putting these things together and we're doing these awards and all of this, it's super easy for me to be like, we did all these things. And then, the communications team, they deserve just as much credit for that because they're in there making sure that my words make sense.
Yeah. Right.
Well, what is the organization that awarded you that award? Is that Ad Federation or for the tourism?
It was for the Florida's Governor's Conference on Tourism, and it was a Bronze Flagler Award.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great honor. Yeah. And I think to Kelly's point, you don't win awards individually. It truly is a team effort, and I think, we're small but mighty. I mean, within our building, just on marketing, communications, sales, we're 18 people strong.
Right.
So, it's not a huge team, but I think, going back to kind of a little bit what we touched on earlier, it's the importance of our partners, Zender Communications, Turner Public Relations, Downs and St. Germain, our research firm. We don't do anything and succeed at anything without those partnerships.
Right. Exactly. So good. Yeah. And they're longstanding partnerships, all of those too,
which
is
that's
just the right way to do it,
Right.
And they're just part of the team. That's the communication team.
Right.
That's the marketing team. That's the research team. And I would say that, I'm not sure how other, tourism departments do it, but all of our people work together seamlessly. We have calls, we're all together. Marketing doesn't have to worry about what communications doing because they know.
Yeah.
And communications doesn't have to worry about what sales is doing because they know.
Right.
So we're all working together because we're all there to achieve the same thing.
Right. Another great layer of storytelling that you all do very well is when you take it on the road, right? That's my terminology. Of what I see, and I'm looking at it on social, and I see you on a plane a lot. I don't see you as much, Matt, but I know you're both going to something next week that's pretty exciting in New York City. Want to tell us about it?
I love to.
Okay.
This is my love. We call these internally activations, and it is going on the road. I call it bringing the beach to you. And we are going to Food Network's New York City Food and Wine Festival, and it is an amazing event. We were able to attend last year, and it's just it is on another level of what we do. Now, is it better than anything we do here in Walton County? Absolutely not. We have the best food. We have the best location. We have some of the best chefs in the whole world, which is why New York wants us. So last year when we went, we had the opportunity to partner with Jim Shirley Enterprises, and as you know.
We love Jim Shirley as you Enterprises know. And Madison and everybody else.
And as you know, Chef Jim doesn't do anything small.
No,
so we had such a wonderful time, and you know, we decided that this is where we need to be, and so we're going back this year. Mm-hmm. And you know, we have to kind of look at, you know, what makes sense. Mm-hmm. One of the things that makes it a little bit harder for us to, you know, figure out who can come and what can and who has the ability to be out of a restaurant for that many days in a row.
Which is what, like 5 days or something?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We end up doing 5 events in 4 days, and it's a lot. So, you know, maybe if you're asking a very small restaurant that's very wonderful to go to an event, that chef might not have the ability to be out of his restaurant for that many days to prep and all these things. So, you know, kind of looking at that, and we just try to figure out what makes sense. Mm-hmm. And we kind of just look at it that way. And there's five different events, four of them where our chef is going to be serving food.
Who is
Fleetwood Covington.
Of
Cigars. Mm-hmm. Hilton Sandestin Beach Golf Resort and Spa. And we've worked with him on other activations and things, and he's very brilliant at what he does, and he's got a presence, and he interacts with everyone, mm-hmm. and it's just really good the way he does that. But also, you got to remember, at the end of the day, we're still a small destination going into a very large, mm-hmm. large mm-hmm. tourist destination. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, we're in, you know.
Yeah, with the best of the best,
obviously.
If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? So you're playing with the big guys there.
Yeah, so one of the things that makes me feel really good about that is, you know, we were new last year and they weren't sure about us. And, you know, it literally was one of those things where I had a commercial for Rachel Ray and she's like, oh, we have this burger bash that we do that's put on by Blue Moon Beer. And I was like, what is this? And so I called up my Zender team and I'm like, hey, you want to go to New York? And they're like, and do what? And I was like, I don't know, serve food. And we made it happen. Well, they put us a little far in the back last year. And there was other people in the back, but it was like you had to kind of go past those named, tried and true New York restaurants. Mm-hmm. Guess who's up front this year?
Oh.
Guess who's at the very front this year? One of the first people, because so many people were like, this is the best food I've ever had.
Well, because it's different too, probably from what
very
they're
much
serving.
So.
So from a storytelling vantage point, Matt, regarding that excellent setup of that story, mm-hmm. Kelly, what is like the mission, literally bringing the beach, but then you're bringing the beach's food to there. So you have a lot of travel writers that are there, and that is like a complete targeted marketing junket where you're just talking basically about the food of the place, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think where that story starts is the food. Uh-huh. I mean, I think we all understand that food is universal. Food is the true storytelling mechanism, but also nothing more so than food gives you the character of a place, right? I think we all understand that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the conversations we have at these events, you know, they do start with the food, but then they go further. You know, somebody stops, they grab the sample, they look at you and they say, wow, that was awesome,
right?
And I think what's cool for us, right, is to understand that we have 250 plus restaurants in this destination. And that's just a single bite from one restaurant.
Yeah.
So that's just the start of their food journey, right? Mm-hmm. So you think that's awesome. Well, let us tell you more. So you start the conversation around that bite of food,
mm-hmm.
and then it just goes into the layers. Okay, you know, you love that. Well, let us tell you more about what we do and what we have to offer. And it's, you know, so it's robust in that sense, you know, but it does. It starts with the food. And then, you know, it goes to, well, what else is there to do there?
Right. It's a hook.
Exactly.
And a great hook,
right?
Because it is part of the culture. So then when you're meeting, you know, various people from the magazines, podcast, TV, and everything else that we have got going on, being in marketing is a lot harder than it used to be.
Press release
and ads in newspaper, right? Or something like that. Way different right now. There's like a bazillion things going on. So then when you strike up relationships with these people, which I'm sure you have already a lot of, but you hope to meet new people too, Then do you bring them back down here for a fam trip too?
Yeah,
I mean, is that like the first line of defense to then also cultivate the relationship?
I mean, ultimately, that's always our goal is, you know, we hook you there, we get you interested, you know, we get you some information, but then it's the follow-up, right?
Right.
So, you know, it's continuing the conversation,
right.
you know, and I think it is. As soon as you hook somebody on what we have to offer, they're like, oh, this is one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen,
right?
Okay, well, seeing is believing is kind of what we always like to say in our building, right? Mm-hmm. You can see pictures, you can watch a video, and you can kind of understand what that looks like. Mm-hmm. But until your feet hit that sand, you don't get it, right?
You don't.
So that's the goal, is to get their feet in the sand here, and you show them the story. Let them live and breathe that story through their own eyes and their own senses.
Right. And you're going with Kelly on this one, so you'll have a whole, like, well, better storytelling, too, probably, by actually being there.
And I think it goes both ways, you know, for the media, you know, it's bringing them back here, but also for that storytelling that we do when we take the beach on the road and we go and tell these stories. You know, for me to be able to be there, boots on the ground, to not only, you know, feel the vibe of the event, but to be able to interact with the attendees, you know, whether that's media or just, you know, someone who's attending the event to enjoy themselves, you know, that better helps us understand that dynamic and what people are looking for when we go to these events.
Right. And so was Chicago just like a couple months ago? Tell me about Chicago. And was that the first time you went to Chicago?
No.
Okay.
We've actually done the Chicago Festival in a multitude of different ways.
Okay.
So we start out probably 2016 or so, 2017, with what at Chicago Gourmet calls the Grand Tasting, which is just exactly what you know a Grand Tasting is. It's everybody and all the things and all the stuff. And that's wonderful. It truly is. You know, we've had a couple of partners do that and they've not batted an eye at making, you know, 3,000 servings of macaroni and cheese and shrimp. You know, they didn't bat an eye. They did it. They were there, you know. So we've kind of retooled what we do since then. So we participated in that, the Grand Tasting, for a couple years. And then, obviously, we went into 2020 where things just didn't happen any longer. And so coming out of 2020, they kind of retooled their festival. And now it's more of a VIP event. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you're thinking of that festival that has just this many tickets, but they're very high-end tickets. And so we now look more for that VIP event so that we can have the conversations with these people at a smaller gala. So, you know, you're looking at 600 servings versus 3,000. You're looking at 3 hours versus seven. You know, so that's how we looked at this. Last year, we attended Chicago Gourmet, and Chef Phil from Black Bear, Phil McDonald from Black Bear, went with us, and it was a great success. And one of the conversations he and I had after deep dish pizza and everything, because you do all the things in Chicago, and he's like, it's kind of hard for me to be at the restaurant this long. I want to come. I want to do this, but this is hard for me. But I still want to figure out how I can play. So one of the things I took to Matt this year was, you know, looking at coming up into this season, and it's not how we've traditionally done this, is – let me break this up. Let me showcase two chefs instead of one. And now I have a chef out of his restaurant for 2 days or 3 days, not five or six. And so your neighbor over here from Rue 30A in Nanbu and Tiki Bar, he was able to attend with us. So we showcased him on Saturday and Sunday. And then on Friday and Saturday, our partner was Alice Beach and Chef Drew. So each night is kind of themed with Chicago Gourmet, which I think is fun, and New York is very similar to that with having a theme, because they figure out chefs are artists, first and foremost. And, you know, I go in, and I'm like, it's got to be a taste of Italy. But how do we make a taste of Italy, South Walton? And so they figure out how to make that Gulf seafood work into that and that sort of thing. How do we make a burger, South Walton? Well, we figure a way. So, you know, I've yet to meet a chef that's not like, I can do that, whatever it is. And so that's kind of how we work that. And Chicago was a huge success. And we have a lot of, we have a few other things going on in Chicago. Over last year, one of the marketing one of our marketing projects was that we did the cold weather shelters on the business line for the L train. Yeah. So we're these people that are coming into downtown from the suburbs that are the people that are going to go to these shows and go to these things. We're introducing them a little at a time. So just doing some different things
That's creative. And
New York going into that, you know, we just it's very similar to Chicago, and it's got a taste of Italy. It's got a backyard cookout. It's got a burger bash, and you know, it's just got a lot of different elements to each one. One's tacos and tequila, and of course, you know, Gulf shrimp tacos are always the winner. So,
Wow,
says a lot.
It's fun, and it's a lot. I mean, it's excellent marketing. It's just absolutely excellent marketing.
And I have to say, I mean, I may be partial, but Chef Nikhil's seared tuna was honestly one of the best bites of food at that Chicago Gourmet event. Hands down.
Well, no surprise.
And not surprising.
Absolutely no surprise.
And that's not just coming from Matt. Right. That is coming from people.
Yes, they tasted it.
Well, they're like, I'm back for my fourth piece.
Right.
And I'm like, haven't I seen you?
Right.
And they're like, shh, shh. I'm like, I know I've seen you.
Right. So was Chicago an emerging market, or did you go to it to like foster that it could be an emerging market?
Right.
So what is that strategy?
Chicago is it is still an emerging market, but it's an emerging market I feel like we have a foothold in. We've been going to Chicago for years. So just trying to find the correct thing to be able to do. We do smaller things in Chicago. One of the ways that we present the North, and we do a lot of different things, and even the South as well, is we do these wonderful shows called the Travel and Adventure Shows. So these people, you know, and they're in New York, they're Chicago, they're Denver, they're D.C. These people are looking for that outdoor adventure that we have, and whether that outdoor adventure is, you know, whether wherever it happens to be within the county. So we've been going to that for years, and, you know, just looking at other little things. We partnered with the 900 Shops on Michigan Avenue before. We've done that a couple of times, and then, you know, we've kind of found Chicago Gourmet, and we're like, okay, this is where we need to be. So sometimes it takes doing a couple of things to figure out exactly where you want to be. I'll be honest, New York was not completely on our radar. It was not, but that's where the media is. That's where the influencers are. That's where the life is a lot of times.
I don't think you can go wrong.
And
I don't think that was a misstep.
So, you know, we also did another event in New York just a couple weeks back. We called it the New York Soiree. And basically, we brought a chef in, and he cooked everything. And we brought influencers and media, but not just media, not just traditional media when you think of, like, Southern Living or Coastal Living. We also brought in, you know, the Bridal Magazine. The sales the meetings magazines, all that. Had an opportunity to pull all that together and be in the same room. And then we brought Demetrius with us from Symphonia so he could tell the Symphonia story, because who else can tell the Symphonia story better than him?
No one.
Exactly. Yeah. So we brought Artist of the Year with us,
Bradley Copeland.
And, you know, just trying to, like, expose people to things that they never thought about us, which kind of goes back to what you said. You're like, you do all these things and you don't, everyone doesn't realize that. So a lot of times it just gives this destination and this organization a way to expose other people to what we do.
And I think what was really cool, just to add on, if I may, real quick, you know, it had been a few years since I had been to Chicago for, you know, this particular event. And, you know, standing there, you know, talking to people that were coming through the line and wanting to talk to us and engage with us, you know, it blew my mind how many people were like, oh, gosh, you know, we love you guys. We were just in Rosemary Beach. We were just in Alice Beach, you know, and that's not always something you immediately expect,
we're
you
on
know,
the map, right?
Right, with that audience. And so to know that the people in Chicago know who we are and have been here before, you know, I think that gives us
telling.
A lot of like confidence knowing what we're doing is making sense.
Right. Well, I do know from how we're talking that we could go on for much longer, but I do want to ask this before I forget or get off point too. What is the actual statistic that we can hang our hat on? Are we one of the fastest growing counties in the United States, or are we the fastest growing?
We're one of the fastest growing counties in the country, which is incredible to think of, you know, Walton County in the sense of what we know it as, right? You know, I think as a
sleepy beach town.
Right. We all still think of it as a sleepy beach town, but, you know, the reality is we may be a little bit sleepy in some eyes, but I think we have big time amenities and big time experiences.
But sleepy's good. That's part of the culture, right?
Right.
I would think we would want to keep that moniker that we are that culture and spirit of it, but just have more people get to taste it and see it and love it and all of that.
And that's it. People, they start as a visitor and they become a resident because they fall in love with it. I think a lot of us can speak to that, right?
Yes, yes. Was there an emerging market that became, part of our demographics a surprise to you? Like, over the last couple of years, like, I don't know what the numbers are, but I know a lot of people from California were moving here during the pandemic. Are there any places where you go, wow, like, that's legit? People from New York or Chicago or California are starting to embed in our community.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've seen a lot of, new residents that do come from California that are coming from New York. Mm-hmm. Because I think, once again, what it goes back to is they want the experiences. Mm-hmm. They want the amenities. Mm-hmm. And if they can have a little bit of a slower pace of life, mm-hmm. but still have those amenities, that's a win for everybody.
Win, win, win. Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you both so much, Kelly, Matt. Always a pleasure to see both of you. And I always get charged up knowing that the right people are at the helm representing us and continuing to help us grow and grow responsibly and, people in the know. I appreciate your time today. And happy Friday.
Thank you. And we appreciate the opportunity just to talk about, Walton County and what truly makes this community a special place, because it really is. It's unlike any other place you could imagine.
So true. So true.
We're honored to represent it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed a little slice of heaven talking about our piece of paradise. And I hope you have a nice day. Happy Friday. Bye.